Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Western Australian Emergency of March 1944. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the fascinating entries of Wikipedia, giving you a taste of history, technology, ethics, and the societal changes that shape our world today. I'm Aloy, and in this episode, we're taking a trip down memory lane to explore an often overlooked event in Australian history, the Western Australian Emergency of March 1944. Imagine a serene Australian coast suddenly thrust into high alert. In March 1944, Western Australia faced what can only be described as a mysterious and unsettling event. The Japanese had been advancing in the Pacific, and fear gripped the residents as concerns of invasion and air raids became a daily reality. The emergency declared in Western Australia was an intense period where the threat of Japanese attack seemed not only possible, but imminent. Let's unpack this a bit more, shall we? World War II was raging on multiple fronts, and Australia was by no means isolated from the conflict. Darwin had already been bombed in 1942, and submarine attacks had occurred along Australia's east coast. These were harrowing times, and the Australian government was on constant guard to protect the nation and its citizens. Now, on the fateful day of March 10, 1944, the Defense Security Officer in Perth received a top-secret message indicating that an enemy aircraft carrier and two cruisers had been spotted some 330 miles northwest of Rottnest Island. The information came from the secret cipher, which was a very reliable source. Hence, immediate action was taken. Let's pause here for a moment. Can you picture the sensation that might have run through the command center upon such news? The tension in the air must have been near palpable. They would know that if this information was accurate, it meant Western Australia was potentially in the crosshairs of a devastating aerial assault. Now that's what I call a stress test for the emergency response protocols. Governor James Mitchell and the Premier of Western Australia, John Wilcock, were quickly informed, and they didn't waste any time springing into action. They initiated what was known as the War Book, a predefined set of emergency procedures. Sirens blared and lights were extinguished in a practice known as a brownout to minimize visibility from the air. Troops were mobilized and communication lines buzzed as citizens were advised to take cover and prepare for the worst. But here's where the story takes an intriguing turn. As military personnel scrambled, no attack ever came. Days passed and the tension gradually eased. Eventually, it was concluded that the initial report might have been false. Later, it was suggested that the enemy vessels were actually Allied ships, possibly American submarines, that were not identified correctly. The crisis, although intensely real at the time, faded away, leaving Western Australians to breathe a sigh of relief and return to their daily lives. It's fascinating, isn't it? To think about how a singular piece of intelligence, accurate or not, can set off such a chain of events. If we step into the shoes of the people living through this alarm, we'd understand that the context of those times made such reactions not just reasonable, but necessary. So what lessons can we draw from this wartime anecdote? Firstly, there's the element of preparedness. The emergency protocol kicked in seamlessly, which actually demonstrated that Western Australia was ready to defend itself if the need arose. This speaks to the foresight and efficiency that governments and societies must have in times of crisis. Secondly, the incident sheds light on the nature of intelligence gathering and the decisions that hinge on it. We're talking about a time before satellites and high-tech surveillance, where information could often be a mix of signal and noise. It makes you wonder about today's ever-evolving technology and how we filter through a deluge of information to find what's truly pertinent. And there's also the human aspect, the psychological impact of living under the threat of attack. For those days in March 1944, families huddled together, not knowing what the next hours might bring. It's a stark reminder of the resilience and courage people show in the face of adversity, traits we still value highly in our society. It makes me ponder, How would our modern-day communities react to a similar situation? With today's technology and communication networks, the spread of information and misinformation is faster than ever. Are we more equipped to handle a crisis, or does the volume of data complicate our response? To our well-educated and open-minded listeners, what do you think about the importance of accurate intelligence in times of crisis? Have you experienced a moment when a decision had to be made with limited or uncertain information? How did it play out? As we wrap up today's episode on the Western Australian emergency of March 1944, I encourage you to jump into the full Wikipedia article to uncover even more details about this historical incident. And don't forget to engage with us on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts on how historical events like this one have shaped your perspective on modern-day crisis management and communication. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, and until the next page of history unfolds, keep questioning, keep learning, and always stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Western Australian Emergency of March 1944. Thanks for listening. See you next time.